Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Hey girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's episode because we're talking about a juicy topic, how you can make the crappy days or crappy seasons or stages in your life still serve you. And honestly, I feel like a lot of this comes from the questions that you're asking yourself, right? Like if you ask yourself crappy questions, of course you're going to get some crappy answers. You ask yourself better questions, you're going to get better answers. But there's another element to this that I think is super important, which is this intentional choice to look for the joy and to look for the opportunity even in the less than desirable situations. And we can all choose to do that every freaking day. So I want to give you a couple of examples. Career, if you're an entrepreneur, and then just in your day-to-day life. So let me set the stage here. I was talking to a girlfriend about a job that she's in right now that she knows that she wants to leave. Like she wants to be in this career path, but she's not in a very desirable situation. Her work environment is kind of toxic. It's very high stress. Her boss doesn't really care that much about the employees. And, you know, she wants to leave. And while, of course, in any job, we always have the choice that we could literally walk right out the door. The way that she wants to do it is in a couple of months because she has a big bonus coming that if she leaves, she doesn't get. Okay. So it's one of those like between a rock and a hard place situation. So fundamentally, I totally understand that. But I did have to actually jump in when I caught her wishing away being there, saying things like only a few more months and then I'm out of here. Only a few more months until I can just get my life back. And whoa, if you've ever listened to this podcast before, you know that I like to think of us like we're girlfriends chatting over coffee, wine, spicy margarita, whatever it may be. So I do not let myself and definitely not my friends wish away their life ever, even the days or the weeks or the months, and definitely not the stages, the seasons or the years. So instead, I was like, I hear you, but how can this season still serve you? How can the skills that you're developing right now serve you later, even if you're in a less than desirable situation at work, right? And when we started to ask ourselves those questions when I'm chatting with her, one thing that we came up with is she doesn't have a high enough stress threshold to handle the type of workload that's inevitably coming in this career path, in this type of an environment. Even though she wants to get out of the current environment that she's in, she wants to get better at managing stress, right? And she's also, she knows that she's always going to have coworkers or people that she works with or interfaces with in her career that she might not get along with. So this is an opportunity for her how to navigate getting along with people that maybe she wouldn't initially vibe with. So there's a lot that she can learn that she could not learn if she wasn't in this high stress environment working with coworkers that are teaching her how to actually show up as herself, even in an environment that is not conducive for that, right? Like you can't learn how to have a higher stress threshold if you aren't stressed and you have to find a way to manage it. And most of the time we don't learn how to set better boundaries for ourselves unless life or our career or our work environment forces us to. So while it's annoying at the time that she feels like she's really stressed, it still can serve her if she's looking for it. And maybe right now you're in a season of work where you need to learn how to not wear busy like a freaking badge of honor, right? So often we do that in society where it's like, oh, life is good. I'm so busy. It's like, is busy what you really want? Where like all of your nasty energy is coming home to your family, which you've deemed as your priority, but instead you could just ask for more help. Right? The strongest women I know aren't afraid to ask for help. They're learning the skill of saying no, especially saying no to things that don't feel like a hell yes. So whatever you look for, you will find. How can this work environment that you're in right now, or this season that you're in, or the coworkers that you have, or the boss that you have, how can this serve you? I'm not telling you to stay in a job or in an environment that's not going to help get you where you want to go. But if right now you're in a season where you need to stay because that's benefiting your family or your finances or whatever it may be, then how can it still serve you rather than wishing it away for the next season? Because gosh, life is short. Life throws curveballs. You don't know what's coming next. Let's not wish away today. This can still serve you. Okay. Now, another example for any of my entrepreneur friends, you might be an entrepreneur, you might be a side hustler. If you're in a hustle season in your life, this one will resonate with you. I was talking to a woman on my text list, which if you're not on my text list, jump on my text list. I send out twice a week pump up texts. And if you reply to me, I will respond to you. Like I block off a chunk of time to respond, but I'm also going to start sending out different questions to get to know the text community more so I can help support you in whatever's going on in your world. So to jump on the list, text Kaish, K-A-C to 833-909-0665, right? Kaish, K-A-C, text that to 833-909-0665 or check the show notes or DM me on Instagram and I'll give you a link. Okay. But anyway, this woman who I was texting with, she was just wanting to get through this grind stage of her new business, which in her case, she was working in the cracks of her corporate job. She's got a full-time corporate job. She's got a side hustle, which is her new business. And she was just feeling really overwhelmed and just wishing away, like wanting to get out of this grind stage. Like, I can't wait till this is over. Oh, just get me on the other side of this. I just want to quit my job. I'm over this, right? And I understand that feeling. I started building my first business alongside a full-time corporate job, and it was a lot. Right? And I know a lot of you have even more on your plate. Some of you guys are building side businesses or you're podcasters or you're bloggers and you're working full time and you're keeping humans alive and you're juggling a lot. And I hear you. But here's the thing. Sometimes when you're building a new business, you know this, if you're in it right now or if you've been it, it feels like you're pushing a gigantic monster truck tire up a hill and you doubt yourself a lot and you ugly cry and you get, you know, the snot and the mascara mixing together, getting in your mouth. It's just like not cute. Okay. And I too once wished away that early grind season of my business. But like I mentioned, I don't wish away days, weeks, and definitely not stages of my life anymore. Whenever I'm trying to rush things, I remind myself, I'm not in a hurry to get through life right now. Like I'm here to soak up every damn ounce, make it fun, make it fulfilling. And regardless of the stage or the season, I really want to just make sure I'm showing up with my best energy, even in seasons like grind seasons, right? So I asked her on my text list, How do you feel like this grind stage can serve you? Because honestly, when I look back to what I did and how I managed myself when I was building the foundation of my first business, I'm like, holy crap, I'm a unicorn, right? Like me now, which was essentially the future me of me then, right? That sounds weird, but you know what I mean, is like, damn, girl, if you can do that, you can do anything. Buckle up. That season, that grind season, it gave me evidence that I can now look back on and feel so freaking proud of. It showed me that I'm gritty. It showed me that I can be consistent, that I can be steadfast. It showed me that I'm a freaking boss and I can do whatever I set my mind to just like you can. And oh my gosh, one of the best gifts that the grind season gave me is it taught me to trust my own intuition. Because at the beginning stage of my business, I had no proof that I could do it, right? I didn't have evidence that I could look back on and say, see, last time I did this, it worked out. But deep down in my gut, something told me that I could. So I kept going. And now I trust my intuition so much more. And I could not have that trust and that confidence had I not had that grind stage where I just wondered if it was ever going to work out. And I felt like I was working so hard and not seeing progress. That confidence was earned during that grind stage. And that's now helping support me in navigating new stages because I believe in my ability to navigate things and figure it out. So if you're in it, girl, why wish it away? Why not try and get creative and think about how this can actually serve you? Because I truly believe that it can, right? Whatever you look for, you're going to find. Now, one more example, just in case you're like, you know, I don't have any career things I'm working on. I'm not building a business, but you're in the shower. You want to toss your loofah in there. Like, I get it. Okay. So how could an off day serve you? Because myself included, we all have off days. But even before I label something as a quote unquote bad day, I always try and ask myself, was that a bad 10 minutes or just a bad morning? And I'm choosing to milk it all day and look for all the reasons that my day is not going according to plan, or it's a quote unquote bad day. Because like running around, getting into a fight with your significant other before you're trying to head to work, or spilling on your white shirt in the car, or getting flipped off by someone in traffic, or forgetting your lunch in the fridge at home. Oh my gosh, that's so freaking annoying. Or, ooh, having a meeting put on your schedule that you know should be an email. Those are all very annoying things. But I, for one, am not willing to wish away an entire day of my life. So even on a bad day or a bad morning, I remind myself to have the full experience here as a human. I need contrast. I need the highs and the lows. That's legit part of being human. The highs are better when you feel like you've had lows. Those cruising into work on an easy breezy like traffic morning, those are better when you've had to sit in gridlock traffic and you're like, what? Right? The great bosses and those amazing coworkers, they're even better and more appreciated when you've had crappy ones. The great relationships, they are better when you've had some that really didn't work out, or you're like, what in the world? Side note, remember that one ex that you were like, I'm never going to get over them, but like, look at you, you got over them and now you're crushing it and you're even better. What's up, girl? But truly, the wins are better when you've had losses or curveballs. And I say this all the time, but easy really does rob you of proud. So when things aren't going your way, how can you still find joy? Right? When you still find joy when things aren't going your way, you're going to feel so freaking proud of yourself. So an off day, it can serve you. An off season can serve you. A curveball could help you get closer to where you want to be when you choose to ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I grow through this? How can I find the joy despite the chaos? Because remember, girl, sometimes we fall down because we've got to find something when we're down. Sometimes we need an opportunity to show ourselves that we can get back up and build what I think is one of the most powerful muscles ever, the muscle of resiliency. And if this season of the world, with a global pandemic and all the curveballs going on in the world right now, has taught us anything, it's if things get taken away, what do you always have? Your heart, your grit, your compassion, your relationship with yourself, with other people that matter to you, and your belief and your ability to figure it out. It's all working for you if you choose to believe it. So girl, let's make today count, because it really freaking matters. I'll talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now. Or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.